With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says the White House does not think Israel should again occupy Gaza, contrary to the stated goal of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
President Biden's been very clear. We don't support a reoccupation of Gaza by the Israeli Defense Forces. We do think that there needs to be a healthy set of conversations about what post-conflict Gaza looks like and what governance looks like.
Also at SRNnews.com, Democratic Governor Andy Beshear wins re-election to a second term in Kentucky. He defeated Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron. Ohioans have gone to the polls and approved an amendment enshrining abortion in the state constitution. Voters also approved recreational marijuana. The White House is skeptical of the latest battleground states polls showing Donald Trump leading Joe Biden.
Not surprisingly, the White House is urging caution on the six swing state polls conducted by the New York Times and Siena College. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said people should view them with a grain of salt. She pointed to the predicted red wave in last year's midterms that never materialized. The new polls show the president trailing Trump in five of the six states, all states Joe Biden won in 2020.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Five presidential candidates will take part in the third GOP debate Wednesday night in Miami. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, Ohio entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott will take part. Former President Trump, the overwhelming favorite, according to polls, to win the GOP nomination, is skipping this debate. A man with a rifle is arrested near the U.S. Capitol. Police used a taser on the 21-year-old after he refused to drop the weapon. Roads in the area across from Washington's Union Station were closed for about 2 hours. This is SRN News. A new poll is asking voters how important abortion is to them.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 50% of Democrats say they will not consider voting for a candidate if he isn't in favor of abortion. Republicans and independents don't feel so strongly. Only 38 and 35% of them, respectively, say they would not cast a ballot for a candidate if he doesn't agree with them on that issue. Nearly half of evangelical Christians and nearly half of non-religious people also say that abortion is a litmus test for them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Never too early to start preparing for Christmas, especially when you have to muster more than 100 people and a small herd of animals. Churches across the country are laying the groundwork for their Living Nativity presentations. And one of the biggest will take place at Yates Thagard Baptist Church in Carthage, North Carolina. About 120 costume performers will present the Christmas story. This is SRN News. Nearly 1 million chickens on a Minnesota egg farm will be slaughtered.
It will be done to help limit the spread of the highly contagious bird flu. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the virus was found at a farm in Wright County, Minnesota. It also announced three smaller cases in South Dakota and Iowa. The egg and poultry industry has been dealing with a bird flu outbreak since last year. The virus had a significant impact on farmers and consumers in 2022 when nearly 58 million birds were slaughtered. That outbreak contributed to higher egg and turkey prices. John Scott reporting.
Researchers at the University of South Florida Health are making a breakthrough regarding treatments for people with Alzheimer's disease. Officials are looking for FDA approval for a drug it's already given to people with significant dementia as part of the AHEAD study. They want to give the medication to people who are at risk of developing symptoms to see if it delays the process. Clinical trials are already underway. More details at SRNnews.com.